Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. It is Friday, April 14th, and welcome to a great new big episode. We have a lot going on today. Maggie.
Why you say it as if like something big happened?
I don't know why. I don't know. But Maggie, how are you?
I'm doing great. Guys, just before the show started, Rob and I were goofing off. And I laughed so hard that now I have what do you call it? Wheezing?
You do what?
What do you call? Is it queasing?
Oh, I thought you said something completely different. Wow.
What?
I was like, excuse me, pardon me, what was that?
Oh, what did you think I said?
It's our first. Nope, not going there.
No?
Welcome to our first episode again.
Stop Rob. Jesus.
I know already. Wow.
You can tell me in the private chat so I can.
Yeah, I think you know what I was trying to say.
I have no idea, seriously.
Okay, well, this will be fun. Anyways, Jesus, Maggie.
What?
I'll put it in the private chat. One second. We'll start the show off with a bang. Tom Talks Rubbish sends us a super chat. It says, thank you both for being amazing people. What happens to today would not have been possible without your support. My friend, you are awesome. I'm glad today was your 150th interview that you released today. And it was with our Sean Rossap. So congratulations on that. I am glad it happened. It took a long time, but it happened. And I remember when he said yes to the interview. I remember I was in Georgia still, like when we got it, and so that was good. Our good friend Chris says, here's $2 to help with taxes because the IRS sucks. Amen to that.
We love you, Chris. And although you know I have no idea what IRS means, and I have zero, I know. Please don't try to explain taxes to me. Like, I do not have the mental capacity to do that. Really? You thought I said that?
That's what I thought you said, yes.
Okay. I'm going to need everyone to you know. No.
I think they know what I think they know.
I had no idea. I almost forgot about the existence of this word. Okay. Anyway, so Chris, I'm sorry you have to deal with that. We are hugging you so much and we love you. And hopefully, Jesus, we can talk to each other on a pre-show. When's the next time we're doing the pre-show? Is it WrestleMania Backlash?
You got it. Live from Puerto Rico. Not us. That'd be fun.
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. Bad Bunny.
See.
Maggie, it's been an interesting wrestling week, wouldn't you say?
Really?
I mean, FIFO Select had a big week.
Yes. Yes, we interviewed Simon Miller. That's it. That's the only thing that happened on Select this week.
Yeah.
Yes. So before we start, yes, big plugs. Subscribe to Fightful Select, guys, please. It's the most direct way to support us. And also leave a like on this video. Send us a super chat and or a humper chat if we you want to, you know, say something nice or not.
Whatever you got.
Yeah. If you want to share your thoughts with us on the things that we're talking about, or if you want to talk about something that we don't have, you know, on our list. So yes, please support us because we're poor. And we're going to talk about CM Punk, I suppose. And I don't know, cotton candy. Cotton candy sucks, by the way.
Cotton candy, what'd you say?
Sucks. I hate cotton candy. It's so vile. It's really? It's gross, fucking gross. The only good thing is that it's pink.
Well, you can get all kinds of different colors.
Oh, they suck too. Okay.
Okay. Well, I was just letting you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's
right out of the gate. Again, if it's not chocolate, I don't want it.
Okay. Well, Ryan, you came to the wrong show, buddy.
No, like we already said a bunch of stuff. I'm sorry, guys. Yeah. This is all Soupy's fault.
Jeez. Yeah. Ryan Sullivan says, $5, I expect a clean show. Well, you're going to have to watch an edited version.
Or $5 worth of, you know, of not clean.
All right, so let's go ahead and just start her off. Pepsi Phil, CM Punk, that's a big talk this week. Sounds like he is coming back. There have been plans, as Fightful Select reported. There have been plans. He's expressed willingness to return to AEW, and it seems like there are pieces in place. It's been reported that as soon as the June 21st or
first,
21st episode of AEW Dynamite that is taking place at the Wintrust Arena in Chicago is the tentative plans for him to be there.
What does tentative mean?
Like, I guess, not planned. Set in, like, that's planned. Like, not set in stone, but that's the plan.
Not set in stone, but okay. Wishful thinking.
Yeah, wishful thinking is probably the best way. But, I mean, that's...
Yeah, okay.
It's like the... It's like
this every day I learn with Fightful. Yeah,
this is like what we're planning type thing.
Okay.
Supposedly on May 17th, at the Warner Upfront, which is basically every May, the TV networks basically preview their upcoming fall season, like their upcoming TV series and shows, so they can sell to advertisers, and they bring out like all their stars and stuff like that. So this is their way of basically saying that, hey, we're going to have CM Punk, supposedly. So, or reportedly. So, Baggy, I know how much CM Punk, how much you like CM Punk. There's a lot of, what's the right word I want to use here? There's a lot of, I guess, intrigue because of the Elite right now. What do you make of all this?
Oh boy, how much time do we have?
For an hour and a half.
Okay. So, I feel like we've been talking about this for 3 years now. And I, at the end of the day, I don't think we're ever going to know what actually happened there. First of all, people say, oh, he wants to come back to wrestling. Well, no shit. He's always wanted to come back to wrestling. Like he's like, he came back after how many, like 7 years of, you know, of not giving a crap and everything. This is a real touchy situation. Because Dax has mainly been the one lately to push for CM Punk to return to AEW. Correct me if I'm wrong.
He's been the biggest
supporter. Yeah, he's been the biggest supporter. And Punk has been pretty vocal on Instagram, mainly on his Instagram stories. He shot a lot of shots. I'm pretty sure that in the report that we had on Select, there were speculations that on a meeting between CM Punk and Chris Jericho was planned, right?
Yes.
Yes.
That's
because, yeah, because like Punk said some stuff about Chris Jericho, and which was because of Chris Jericho, like he said a bunch of stuff to CM Punk right, you know, after that press scrum. So what do you think? Because again, CM Punk has been pretty vocal, and a lot of parties that are backing CM Punk have been pretty vocal. There has been nothing but silence from the other end of the story. The only thing I want to say that we've heard from, like we've gotten from the Elite, are basically two things. They did like this CM Punk mocking match when they returned to Chicago. Like they taunted the go to sleep. They did the buckshot lariat and like with the leg and everything. Like they mocked CM Punk pretty badly. So mature, right? It's just FYI, I'm not behind either of the sides. Just right out the gate, I wanted to share that. And then the second thing that we know that the Young Bucks have gotten on record and said that those couple of months have been the hardest months in their entire life. So there's probably a lot of things that we have no idea about that actually happened. Because like these are grown men who have their own company and like have these accolades behind them. Like they've been through stuff, the Bucks.
Yeah.
And to say that those months have been the hardest of their entire lives is telling.
Correct.
Yes. And there are also a lot of other stuff, other sides to the whole story. But I want to make something extremely clear here. If either Taco is barking again. If either of the sides decides to apologize to the other, which is a really extremely grown-up thing to do, whichever side is taking the apology, they like there is nothing in this entire world that can force them to accept this apology. And like that is like view it however you wish, but no person in this entire world should feel obligated to accept an apology if they don't want to.
Correct.
Yes. So if the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega, if the Elite are not comfortable working with Punk, they shouldn't be forced to. In no way. They can have Punk in that back in the company, but without them working with each other, at least for now. Because like you know what they say, like time heals our wounds, right?
Yeah, potentially, yeah.
Yes. But the thing is, that whole thing in Chicago at 21st, it's, you know, it's the show before the Forbidden Door, right?
Mm-hmm.
And from there on, they will have as much time as they want to build towards a big match for All In.
Yep, and then All Out too. Yeah.
I kind of lean towards All In because that is a huge-ass stadium that you need to fill. And what is the biggest match that you can offer to that audience?
Anything with the Elite, but...
Anything and... with the Elite and Punk.
Yeah.
Whether it be a 3-on-3 with CMFTR and the Elite. Whether it be Punk and Kenny Omega. This, like... And this is something that Dax has pushed on his podcast. We have to sell a lot of tickets for Wembley. What better way to do that than to have CM Punk? But,
I mean, so that's the thing. Like, I love FTR. I like them, but that's Dax wasn't there. Like, you know, like
you're exactly right. Dax wasn't there.
That's the thing, and I even made a tweet yesterday after Sean tweeted out the link or the Fightful Select report. It kind of made me wonder. I'm like, you know, like it's speculation on my part, but I kind of thought I wonder if Matt Jackson did not get surgery because he is not wanting injury time added to his contract. You know, that's kind of because if, based on the way the wording is that they don't really want to work with him or they haven't agreed to it yet. You know, like based on the Select report,
you're saying that he lied.
No,
because like he explained not getting the surgery on BTE.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. BTE is, I look at BTE as kayfabe, you know, like
yeah, but it's not always kayfabe.
That's the point. I mean, that's the thing. Like, you don't really always know. But I think that plays a part of it. You know,
you're bumming me out right now.
No, I'm just saying, like if you put, I'm thinking it could play a part in it. You know what I mean? I hope that's not the case, but I'm wondering if that might have something to do with it too, because
imagine them leaving the company they built. Okay, Cody Rhodes. Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, I was just gonna say that too. Like Cody Rhodes. I mean,
and what a pretty nice time to do it when tag team wrestling main evented WrestleMania.
Yeah.
That's it for today's episode of Coke. Jesus, I'm so bummed out right now.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. It's like we just don't know, and I mean, there's been so many different opinions, and like, well, wrestling fans are passionate because they're like, as we noticed, there's some that I've seen it where people like, hell with Punk. And then there's some like, hey, whatever it takes to get them back, you know. And then there's some people who are like, you can't let go of the Elite, can't go. You got to do whatever you have to do to keep the Elite. And that's where I'm like at. I'm like, how? Like, I love CM Punk. Don't get me wrong, I do. But I'm also in the belief of how in the world would you get rid of the Elite, or how could you? Like, my thing is, how could you pick the Elite? Or let me rephrase that again. How could you pick over CM Punk over the Elite? Like, the Elite's going to, they can be there for years. CM Punk, he can't.
I know. And this is exactly what I said last time when we talked about the subject. It's all Elite wrestling. Like, yeah. They're literally in the name of the company. That's first. Second of all, CM Punk was supposed to be their main signing in 2019, but he opted not to go, and he sat home, and he saw that they got big by themselves, and then he went there. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the pandemic. No, fuck that. It wasn't the pandemic. He wanted to make sure if they're a big company or not. He didn't want to put the company on his back. the thing he said on that press scrum. No, no, you didn't put the company on your back. Are you kidding me? Like, yeah. and that's also something that was bugging me throughout the entire thing. They gave him everything. They really gave him everything in AEW. And he was still not satisfied with that. Imagine if he doesn't like one thing. Imagine what can happen if he's not happy with the way that things are going. If he doesn't have his way once. Imagine if that happens. Because up until then, they gave him absolutely everything that they could. Right out of the gate, he came in. They gave him Darby, which was heavily protected. You know, mm-hmm. Yeah. They gave him MJF. They gave him the title. Like that. They gave him everything.
Yeah.
And he was still not satisfied with that. Imagine if he doesn't get his way once. What happens then? If this happened after they give him everything, what happens after that?
Exactly. Soupy sends us a super chat. It says, like always, blame Canada, eh?
Canada, eh?
And then William Tallman sends us a super chat that says, gotta catch Luke's new video, but love you, Maggie. Well, thanks for stopping by, man. We appreciate you.
All the love to you guys. Thank you. We appreciate you guys.
I wanted
Let us know what you guys think. Like, this is... send us money so I can buy tissues when I cry from the things that Rob said today.
Yeah. This is something I wanted to point out. This is Chris Jericho quote tweeting a tweet from Pro Wrestling World. It says, they said, Chris Jericho, correct me if I'm wrong, but you've always been willing to work with everyone. You always do what's best for business. People are foolish to suggest otherwise. Chris Jericho, not everyone.
I know. You know that AEW will always push, Chris Jericho to feud endlessly with people who are humongously over. So right from that, if the Elite don't want to work with CM Punk, there's Chris Jericho. I have no idea if that meeting was held or not. Like, I have no idea. We do know that, like, they've butt heads with each other previously in their career in WWE. But, again, it's... Punk never wanted to leave wrestling for, you know, for whatever time he did. But it's not, I don't know if for him, it may be about the money. I don't think the deal are in it for the money, just because Kenny Omega as a whole has been so incredibly, you know, professional about it. At the end of the day, Kenny Omega just wants to wrestle, guys. He just wants to wrestle. The Bucks are, you know, a different story. But Kenny Omega just wants to wrestle.
Yeah, and I think they want to just wrestle too. But the one thing too about them is, and I can't speak for them, but this is just my assumption, and is they both have families, they have kids. So sure, I think of part course. Of, I think majority of it, their money plays a big role for them more than it used to. But anyways, Piledriver Finisher has a good point here. AEW could use Punk, but not necessary for them to survive.
Absolutely. Like thank you, by the way, for that statement. Yes, they've survived for years before Punk. And they surviving now when Punk's not there. The only reason Punk was injured, okay? Apparently he's okay now. He looks like Rocky again. So, of course... I'm never gonna state otherwise. Punk is what's best for business, and we are single-handedly realizing this on Fightful Select because we are once again back at 10K because of the CM Punk news.
Yeah.
Punk is best for business. I know he gets eyes on the business. He puts ass on seats. That is it. It is legitimate. And if I'm only willing to say that I'm happy that he was back, only if the locker room is okay with him in it. Because if your entire locker room isn't satisfied with what's happening, you may see a lot of walkouts after, you know, those contracts expired.
Yeah. Jackie Rodriguez, our good friend, sent us a super chat. Says it's Friday and time for a dose of two of my favorite people. Sending love to you both. Well, we love you.
Never forget what a ray of sunshine you are, Jackie. You wonderful soul. You.
I just have to read this because of who wrote it, but because I can just picture him saying this. They phrase it, I want to use here for Jericho's tweet, work it, girl. Can't you just picture Ryan Sullivan saying, work it, girl?
Yes, I can. Yeah. And
my friend.
This is, no. Okay, just FYI, film yourself saying that and send it to me in DMs. I promise I will never play it on the air.
Yeah, she promises.
Both my hands are here.
But
you want me to show you my feet?
Yeah, don't show your feet. We can get money for that. Don't do that.
We're gonna get money for that. Okay, it's all
Soupy sends us a super chat. Thank you, my friend. Ultimately, it's all about what TK wants. TK wants the Elite and Punk, so he will make it work somehow. But he has to sacrifice one. It will be Punk. That's
will it though?
Yeah.
Will it though?
Yeah.
That's just ask yourself. Will it really? Seriously. Because, like, imagine if one of the Elite had the audacity to talk like that in the press scrum.
Yeah.
He did nothing. He sat right next to him, and he did nothing. Nada.
He just let his eyes get big.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So, David, this is just something that just came up, like, in the Fightful chat, but David Finley of Bullet Club just tweeted out or did a video that said, let me read it here. Well, I'll just kind of lay it out. He says this weekend at the New Japan show, he's having an open challenge to members past, present, or past, present, or future New Japan. Yeah. Past or present Bullet Club members.
Why was it so hard to say?
Well, because he also put future in there. I'm like, well, how the hell do you know if they're future Bullet Club members? Like, you know, that part doesn't make sense. But anyways, so basically what I'm... AJ Styles is back in Bullet Club. No, I'm kidding. But that's that was my joke.
I miss
there.
AJ Styles so much.
I know. I do too.
I really miss him, guys. It's not the same without him. It was a WrestleMania without AJ Styles. I'm so sad.
But yeah, I'm a. Yeah, that's the thing. I agree with Soupy's take there. It's just, he has to decide, like, what's the deal. Like, I know that there's been talk of course, of the Saturday show, you know. Like,
Saturday.
Elton John.
This song.
Damn it, Soupy's going to use that.
I don't know. This song sounds atrocious in Bulgarian. Sabota. Sabata.
There you go. Now he's going to use that too. So that's great.
That's really weird. Yeah. Moving on.
Yeah, anyways. So you got that Saturday show, potentially. So there's talk about them doing a brand split. And this is their way of keeping CM Punk separate.
This is stupid.
It sounds, I mean, that's the thing. It sounds bad, like, in my opinion. I mean, if you're doing this to keep, because there's some people that don't want to be around CM Punk still.
They're going to pull off a Dominic Mysterio and Rey Mysterio thing.
Yeah.
Just
so we'll see. But let's go ahead and talk about AEW Dynamite. Maggie, let's go ahead and start the show with the Darby Allin match between Darby and Swerve Strickland. What do you think of this?
Oh, it was a really wonderful match, but it's nothing. What would you expect for these two? it was an amazing bout. But what happened afterwards was a promo with MJF and Sting. The pompons, they got me. The pompons got me. It's always refreshing because, like, Sting was never, you know, one of the big promos, you know. But I always take whatever he says, especially right now, because he doesn't give a crap anymore, okay? Like, he's not going to be there for long. He said it himself. So he just does whatever the hell he wants. He just starts flipping pop-ons in the ring. I love this so much. Like, it's you know, my second favorite thing that he's done in the ring. Okay, no. The third thing, best thing that he's done in the ring ever since he returned. The first thing being, like, Tony Schiavone blatantly asking him a question and him taking the microphone and, I love that so much. And the other thing was when he was having such a good time with Eddie Kingston and in the ring. And that was so cool. He's having a blast.
Oh, he's having a great time.
Oh, yeah. He's having a great time. So this was great. What I enjoyed mostly here was what Darby said, not MJF, which is a really weird thing to say about an MJF that includes MJF and a microphone. The thing is that Darby said something that I always wondered that. He was like, are you happy, Max? Are you happy? Like, everything that you did, you've accomplished so much. Are you happy? This, I didn't expect this because I've gone on record to say that I am not at all the biggest Darby Allin fan whatsoever. I get why people are fascinated with him because, like, he's a stuntman at the end of the day. I'm not doubting his in-ring abilities at all. It's just, it makes me anxious that he's not going to be around for long because of his style of in-ring style. So this caught me off guard, and I was really surprised by that promo. Yep. What did Eric say?
Yeah, he says, I was going to talk about that. We'll talk about those later, but totally, yes, shouted someone, you check on Maggie when Wardlow returned. But yeah, we'll talk about that here shortly. But yeah, that promo was fantastic. The match was fantastic. And I'll get back into Swerve too, because that was the thing that I liked about this too, is they made sure we did not forget about Swerve and all of this.
Yes.
By the end of the show, which I think was very important. The promo was great because what I love more than anything in wrestling is when they kind of do when they break the fourth wall stuff. I've talked about that on this show plenty of times before, when Sting was talking about how he still got the Joker in him, talking about his Impact days,
yes, yes,
talking about his WCW days with Hall and Nash, Ric Flair, you know, talking about Nature Boy. I absolutely loved it. That's what I live for, type stuff. And like, after it was all said and done, like, I was thinking, I'm like, son of a bitch, man. They could have, if WWE just didn't trip over their own third leg.
He got injured.
What I was going to say is, like, why they just didn't give us Sting versus Undertaker right away.
Well, that too, yeah.
But that, well, I mean,
they did give us Undertaker versus Goldberg, and look what that was.
Yeah.
Car crash of
Yeah. Shit. but no, I'm just saying, like, I mean, I was just thinking, like, those were great Sting, like, memories, like, that he was bringing up.
I know.
Wolfpack and stuff like that. And I just really enjoyed the fourth wall stuff, and MJF was good, and I loved that Sting came out. Wasn't expecting him. You know, like, he was just...
You mentioned Cody.
Yeah, that too. Mentioned Cody. And the thing is he didn't... Like, he wasn't like burying Cody. Like that's the thing. People
no,
acting like
no one buries Cody on AEW.
Just the fans.
Like, why?
Yeah, just the fans. Just signs, like, and it's like
Cody LMAO.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
And like I saw somebody on Twitter said that one of the like somebody that had that sign like thought like one of the Young Bucks or Kenny was gonna like do something with it, like when they handed it, and they just looked at him like you're effing idiot type thing, yeah. Like what do you expect them to do? That there's no like hard feelings, like
no,
between those guys, like that
but
was
come
the
on, like when Cody won the Royal Rumble, he did the gesture, you know, the yeah. Too Sweet and the bang.
Yeah,
there's no,
yeah.
They love each other. Come on, yeah. But I,
yeah,
next yeah. up,
yeah, no, I just wanted to, yeah, this too. He pointed to the camera and thanked Kevin Nash and like pointed to the sky at Scott Hall too. Like, I love that,
yeah.
That was good. So man, it was just a good, great segment. It's one I'll always actually remember. Like when somebody asks me, like, do you have any AEW Sting like moments that you recall? Like that will be up there for me. It will be like,
yeah.
Other than the face paint with CM Punk and,
oh, yeah.
And like the first yeah. time we saw him like just driving with like in like one of the first vignettes of him driving with Darby, like those things are just. Like,
no.
I just love this.
Again, he's having the time of his life right now because he genuinely doesn't give a crap anymore.
Yeah.
Because he's literally done it all in the business. He's just having fun yeah. right now.
And then, of course, one of my favorite photos of all like wrestling is Jon Moxley, Eddie Kingston, and Sting.
Exactly.
Like,
the photo that...
Yeah. Yeah, just... Yeah, just...
He's
boom.
So happy to be there. I'm so, and I'm always happy when people are happy doing what they do.
Yeah, exactly. So then we go to the AEW TNT Championship, Powerhouse Hobbs taking on Silas Young.
Powerhouse Hobbs won, and then Wardlow used the floor. Yeah.
Now, Silas Young, who is a good friend of CM Punk, well, Silas Young.
There you go.
Silas Young did not get to show off his talents. But that's as expected.
Yeah, it's Powerhouse Hobbs.
Yeah, that's what his job was.
We received, we got a video of Powerhouse Hobbs leaving his fancy new car. I have no idea what that car is. I have zero car knowledge. To a valet, you know, to a security guard, and then Wardlow came up.
Yeah. You liked that, didn't you?
Yeah, and he was like, run.
Yeah.
And so I did run yeah. to my bedroom. Come on, you knew that was coming.
Sounds like something else was too, but oh well.
Yeah. I love this so much, and the funny thing is that him not being able to operate a forklift was so great because he forgot to put it in park and then he just gently tapped on the car again.
And I loved how the car, how the force was. Just...
By the way, he did nothing. He just watched.
Yeah. So, so they, here in the States, we have, it's called OSHA. It's the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. Yeah, they do like all the worker rights and stuff, and you have to get OSHA certified to be able to work on a one of those lift
forklift.
Yeah, forklifts. You have to be certified for that. So, yeah. Twitter, of course, being the little narcs that they are, of course, were Jesus Christ.
Did they narc on Wardlow?
Oh yeah, they did all over the place. It was rather.
Hi Wardlow, would you like to meet a murder Twitter? Hi. Well, I will absolutely will.
Well, otherwise, I'm sure if he needs a like hiding spot, you can offer him a place in Bulgaria. I'm sure
I can hide you. I'm not going there.
Where would he hide?
Next thing we have Jay White. Moving on.
Okay, this was good too. Wardlow using the high low just test code. It popped me. That was good.
Yeah. Jesus. Yes. Correct.
Yeah. Anyways,
I'm excited for sure. I'm excited for the eventual rematches we're gonna have, but I have no idea what happens.
Yeah,
I hated how Power Hobbs won because I wanted Powerhouse Hobbs to look great in that win, and you know, Wardlow could have, like, there is no, Wardlow wouldn't have looked bad if he lost clean to Hobbs, because Hobbs is Hobbs. Come on. Yeah. Yes. And they didn't do that. They did it in a weird way. But, like, of course I'm going to be excited for that rematch because it's Wardlow and Hobbs. Like, big meaty man slapping meat. Come on. I just want it to be the match that we never got.
So this is a little off topic, but like when this feud ends, I kind of want Powerhouse Hobbs to kind of go back. I don't know how it'll work, and I don't know like if it'll be possible, but I kind of want like Powerhouse Hobbs to kind of turn back into a face somewhat. Like the first time in AEW since almost like since he started, like when he turned his back on Cody. But there is a tag team, and it's, and I think if you do it right, you could just make these guys just even, if you put Wardlow and Powerhouse Hobbs like together, like as a team, and, or just like as a, not even a team, you could have them like as a faction or some sort, like one goes after the heavyweight title. I think if those two work together, this is just fantasy booking because they're never going to do this. But
Hobbs, I think, and Wardlow?
Yeah, if they work together.
No,
I think
Wardlow will never be with someone ever again.
You don't think so?
No. Because like he tried it. Like he tried it with MJF. MJF was a dick to him. He tried it with Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe stabbed him in the back. The only ones who haven't done this are FTR.
Okay, that's a good point. I didn't think of that. That's why you're the brains of this operation.
I'm just the word lanes.
You're the brains and the beauty of this operation. I'm just here to sell the show, I guess. I don't know. But anyways, let's go to the next part.
Yeah, we had Jay White and Juice Robinson who introduce Bullet Club Gold. Rob, this is stupid.
Yeah, Bullet Club Gold.
I'm sure it's gonna be really great, but like Bullet Club Gold sounds really tacky. Yeah,
it does. And the thing is what I don't like, and I know they're trying to explain it here. I get that.
But it sounds like the Golden Elite, and it's bugging me.
That's TL says it here. That was the tag team that came to mind, but I went off topic. But that's who they could be, but they could be just 10 times bigger than they ever were. And they were a hell of a tag team in New Japan. But anyways, this I like both guys. I love Jay White, obviously. I love Juice Robinson. I just don't really like this Bullet Club Gold gimmick. So I'm going to trust the process. I think
I will. I absolutely agree with you here. I will trust the process. And hey, I don't care if a name is bad or not. I'm just, you know, I'm gonna roll with it if it's wonderful.
Yeah. The this is a good point too. They could be like something similar to Cesaro or Sheamus if they ever did a team.
Again, I will absolutely adore this team, but it's not in the books for Wardlow.
Yeah, feasible for now. Yeah.
Like for now, like the whole wolf, you know, like the lone wolf and like in everything, he does it better than Baron Corbin, by the way.
Well,
so no, like after everything that happened to him, after everyone that stabbed him in the back, he's not teaming with anyone anytime soon, at least for now. So next we have our
Yeah, let's go into the next match.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Next, we had the international championship between Orange Cassidy and Buddy Matthews. And oh, boy, let me tell you how disappointed I am.
Well, I was trying to get two belts Buddy trending that night because, don't get me wrong, we both love Orange Cassidy. We both sure. love him. But
this was ridiculous. How yeah. how many people can Orange Cassidy actually beat? This isn't me shitting on Orange Cassidy. This is the huge fan of Buddy Matthews in me screaming. Like, I know that it was one of those, pins that are really brilliantly executed. You know, like the Last Supper that Darby Allin does,
mm-hmm.
which I hate that no one till this day has kicked out of that. No one. And Orange Cassidy does this because, like, throughout the entire match, they tried to sell that his arm wasn't feeling great and, like, you know, the orange punch and he couldn't execute it correctly and everything. And I was like, there you go. Buddy Matthews will beat him. Oh, my God. Buddy will, like, come on. Yes. I adore Buddy Matthews. I just want everything for this man. And up until he won the Trios Championships, I saw nothing better, no better treatment in AEW than the one that he got in WWE whatsoever. Then they won the Trios Championships and they're been pinning them.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. If I'm going to crap on WWE for pinning Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens right after they won those championships, I'm going to give AEW crap for pinning their championships as well.
Yeah.
Championship holders. I'm sure that I'm mad because it's Buddy Matthews and he lost. I'm sure that this is why. The match was brilliant, by the way.
Oh, I loved it.
The match was absolutely great, but I was disappointed in the finish because I'm a huge mark for Buddy Matthews. And I want nothing but great things to happen for all three of everyone in the House of Black.
I just have to answer this. It was great when I was in high school, but that's about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to add for this match?
No,
or should we start being uncomfortable for the next segment?
Well, I just want to say it was good. I just was wanting... the best way to say it is I wanted selfishly two belts, Buddy, is what I wanted.
Of course, so of course.
That's what I wanted.
I just wanted... Rhea Ripley has a lot of gold. Like, it's one, but it's a lot. And Buddy Matthews has, you've seen the video of Rhea Ripley, doing reps and, like, him, spotting her. And and afterwards, he was, like, done, and he was like... I love that video. So maybe he's trying to compensate. I don't know.
Those two are great.
Those two are,
It's fantastic.
Yeah, so let's feel uncomfortable for her.
Yeah, Jeff Hardy made his return to AEW. Yeah. He saved his brother after Big Bill, Lee Moriarty, and Ethan Page got the best of Matt Hardy.
Hook?
Yep. Yeah, Hook. And was it Isaiah? Or Mark, I think it was Isaiah Cassidy.
Yeah.
Got the best of them. We get a returning Matt Hardy, or Jeff Hardy, rather. Yeah. And
crowd went nuts. Crowd went absolutely nuts for this. And this was about the time that I got extremely uncomfortable watching Dynamite. And this is in no way demolishing everything that Jeff Hardy has done for this business and everything that the Hardys have done for tag team wrestling. I'm not saying anything about that. No one will ever take away from Jeff Hardy about that. But everything that happened happened. And Jeff Hardy, I'm not even talking about all the times that he got, you know, intoxicated, or like he's allowed to do whatever he wants to do with his private time. But the moment when you put other people's life in danger, that's where I have a problem. I don't have problem with people getting stinking drunk while they really don't have to, need to, or anything. But the moment you get in a car and decide to drive while you're in this state, you're just a piece of trash. And I don't care who you are. Because it's one thing to not care about yourself. It's a whole other thing to not give a crap about everyone around you. And children on the road. Children. Pregnant people. Okay? Like, it's...
Yeah. No, I...
It's a... Yeah, it's a... It's... You need to... You need to be really cognizant when it comes to stuff like that. So having in mind, I know people will say, well, everyone deserves a second chance. It's a 50,000 chance for Jeff Hardy. And he needs to make this happen. He needs to make amends for a lot of stuff. And this has to be his last chance. And I sure hope he doesn't blow it, because there is no going back from this at all.
Yeah.
So again, I'm going to trust the process, but this is the last time for me.
You know, the thing is I absolutely agree with everything you said there. And I've made no secret that I have my problem with alcohol, but I've never, never done that. I've always been smart enough to not have my keys with me or have my keys. That said, the one thing that the NFL, which Tony Khan is a part of because of his, he owns along with his father, the Jacksonville Jaguars in the NFL, they have a thing where in any NFL player, and I believe any coach, or staff member can call, they have a 1-800 number or something where they can call and get a ride. Like,
yeah.
Regardless. And Tony Khan can obviously, WWE can afford it. And if they don't have it, I should look into that, see if they have that. But this is something they should offer.
Of course.
And I hope it's something they do. But this is something that I agree with everything you said, but I would like to see AEW offer something like that, along with WWE, along with Impact, any company that can definitely afford it. I mean, I worked for two companies, I won't say their names, but that had that offer too. Like, they would do that. But it's a big deal, and this needs to be his last shot. Like, his last chance. Like, this is it. This has to be for his own benefit. Like you have to do it not only for your own liability, obviously, you need to do it more importantly to protect his life. Like, and I'm honestly surprised they're giving him that extra chance. I really am, but if they think they can do it this time and then protect him the best they can and help him, meaning
I'll
that they
will be incredibly happy if this works.
Yeah, I hope this is incredibly a success happy story like you wouldn't believe, because
yeah.
I want it to, because I absolutely I just don't want it to happen again. I like, that's the thing, I don't want anybody to be it, even if I didn't know him, I don't want him behind the wheel of a vehicle when they shouldn't be.
I don't want his incredible accomplishments in wrestling and everything that he did for this business to be overshadowed by the fact that he was a selfish jerk. This is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying. But, and yeah.
Yeah, yes. We'll move on.
Yeah, moving on.
So Moxley and Claudio taking
our destroyed Brandon Cutler and Michael Nakazawa. Obviously, it ended in no contest.
Yeah, I do love the fact that Brandon and Michael did not give up. Like they like you when you thought they could have like tapped, or you just look like they still fought. You know.
Yeah.
They still gave it all they had. I love that. They both were bloodied as hell. It was interesting. I kind of wonder, like, this is me being nitpicky, I guess. If you look at it from the standing of BTE, it kind of makes sense that, like, okay, Brandon, you idiot, stupid idiot, like, you're going to get your ass kicked, but we're here, you know, like, that's the way I looked at it. But I like how they didn't back down. They got their ass kicked. They knew what they were doing, but their friends in the end came and got them. You know what I mean? That I liked.
Yeah, that they came. I love this.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, Kylie and Haley said it best, that the Elite is thriving when all Elite Wrestling is thriving when the Elite are in the conversation about stuff. Before that, we got a Kenny Omega promo in his home, which had the painting of him and Don Callis in the background. By the way, that, like, Don Callis's forehead.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. They show that on television and everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who is it? There's somebody that does podcasts that has, I think her name's Andrea Hangst, Hangst. I think she actually has that print like above her desk in like whenever she does photos.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Something like behind, you always see that.
Brilliant.
Every time. Yeah. I could have... It might be somebody else, but I think it's her. But yeah. I love it every time I see it.
We got an absolute jacked Kenny Omega with jeans and, you know, naked from the waist up.
Oh, are you saying you like that?
Yeah, I would. Okay. Was
just wanted to make sure. Waist down.
This was such a wonderful segment. They actually eventually got a screwdriver out. And, you know, was this the way that Ortiz injured John Moxley with the eye? Like way back in 2020, I want to say. Was it again a screwdriver?
I believe so. Somebody
did they use a screwdriver? Yeah. Like
I think it was a screwdriver.
Yeah, the Inner Circle were feuding with John Moxley. Was it a screwdriver that, you know, they jammed in, and they got the same visual, like with the screwdriver.
It was Chris Jericho.
Chris Jericho. Yeah, but like, was it Ortiz or did Moxley want to do this to Ortiz? I think it was that.
I don't know. Somebody will find out for us, I'm sure.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. But like, they got the same visual with the screwdriver stuck in the turnbuckle. I appreciate that. That's early AEW television. That's great. In the Elite came, they you know, they helped. Kenny Omega said that he had his falling with Hangman, but it doesn't mean that he's not family. So that's, I can't wait. I wanna not focus on the Punk thing before we actually have something to talk about it, like, as opposed to, you know, rumors and speculation and everything. Up until then, we get to have this amazing story with eventually Dilly coming back together as a whole. And I'll always be up for that because this was the golden time of AEW where the Elite were, you know, were one. And I will always cherish that. Of course, it's Kenny Omega. Jesus fucking Christ. Okay, you talk now for a while.
I just absolutely love this segment. I thought it was great. Kind of made me wish that I always wish Bryan Danielson was around. I just wish he was there for this segment too.
Yeah.
It was good though. Like I enjoyed the whole thing. Like it, the crowd went nuts. Obviously they did a great job making it feel like Kenny wasn't there because of the video they did beforehand. So, Caden's okay. So it was his jacket spike. Okay, so that's for Jericho. But anyways, I loved the whole segment. Like this was probably my. Other than like the Sting like promo, this was probably like one of my favorite things for sure.
This was my favorite thing, obviously. Yeah. And on Dynamite. We'll have Rampage tonight.
Yep.
We'll hear from FTR. Jack Perry will battle Sean Spears. This is so great. I'm so happy to see Sean Spears back. The daddy.
Daddy Sean Spears.
The dad. Yeah, Taya Valkyrie against Amy Sakura. Why isn't Taya on Dynamite ever?
I don't know. We should talk to her.
Yeah.
Ask
her. What?
I don't know. I was trying to be a smart ass. I'm like, we should ask her. Get her on the show.
Sure. Then we have Mark Briscoe, Jay Lethal, and Satnam Singh with Jeff Jarrett against Spanish Announce Project, probably. And then we have the IWGP World Tag Team Championship, Aussie Open against Best Friends. This is going to be a really wonderful match.
Can't
wait for that.
Yeah, and I know they advertised FTR talking tonight too. They're gonna talk, so that'll be good. So the so there's Rampage looks pretty good. I think just based on that tag match alone, like gets me excited. Then you also have Taya Valkyrie always is good too. And like you said too, Sean Spears is back. I like Sean Spears. Jack Perry is going to be in the ring with him. So it's going to be what we call good TV, pal. So let's go to our video here. You're on mute.
I was going to say that it's going to be interesting to see if Sean Spears is a heel or a face.
I think he'll be I don't know. He'll get a good pop either way.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but here we go.
Guys, we're going to talk about cats again. So by now you should realize that we love animals. We adore animals on this show. So the owners of a cat shelter built a huge, I was going to say a huge mini village, but it's a huge ass village with, with small, houses that have beds in them, by the way. And this is where their elderly cats who weren't able to be adopted, which is a sad thing. Are going to live out their, the remainder of their days. And it's so wonderful because, there's a few, we can see the houses here, but there's a video, at the bottom of the article where a woman, gives us a tour of the village. I hate the fact, see the cat on the right side.
I just noticed that. That's
great. I hate the fact that the video is shot vertically because I assume that people will never learn that videos are taken horizontally. This is bugging the hell out of me. So yes, Rob, I assume you put the link for the
links in the YouTube promo preview.
But, yes, in the description.
Yeah, that's what I meant. It's in
yes, the... guys. If you go into the description, you can find the video, which you can see with the tour and everything. You can shit on the woman, shitting it, vertically. I hate this. This is so amateur territory right here. But the houses are really nice and they're really, really, really great. And they're probably better than mine. So there.
I wonder if they have, you know what? I'm not going to do it. Nope.
Please.
I was going to do it. I'm just not. I was going to ask if they had Air Meow and Meow instead of Airbnb, but no, not going to do it.
Late.
But I wonder if that cat's related to this one.
I knew that you were going to show this cat again.
I love the kitty.
Yeah, but like at this point, you've shown it so much that it's I'm indifferent to it.
You're like not. Don't lie to the people. You love that cat.
Let's talk about WWE because once again, we spent the whole hour on AEW and we promised we wouldn't do that anymore.
I know.
We also need to talk about Rebellion. So.
Yep. So WWE recap real quick.
So Trish Stratus turned on Becky. I'm going to say one thing. This is going to be really refreshing because I didn't watch wrestling when Trish was a heel. So I know what happened. Like I've watched it after, but it's, why are you laughing?
Cause when you said that, I just, for whatever reason, I'm like, all right, I get it. Like the way that Maggie feels about Wardlow is pretty much how I felt about Trish Stratus back in the day.
Yeah, that's you and everyone else do.
Yeah, I know. But I was just like, it just kind of like hit me like, yep, I get it. No, I understand.
Yeah, I know. You're really easily distracted, Rob.
Have you met me?
So this is going to be refreshing, but I would really like it when Trish Stratus actually comes out on Raw next week with a microphone in her hand and actually explain her action. Because I want a promo. Trish was always good at promos. I want a promo from Trish explaining herself. Like she can explain it best. But there is one thing I would say. Bailey got robbed here. Because the whole thing was Bailey and Trish. They built this on social media themselves.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm not gonna say that I'm pissed off because it's Becky. But Becky carried the entire match on Raw between them and Raquel and Liv. She carried that entire match. It wasn't that good. So I just hope that, Trish can play off of the fact that Lita chose Becky, that she didn't give her a call and said, you want to go for the titles, let's do this, and everything. Like, there are a lot of ways that they can go here. The only thing I want to say is that this was supposed to be Bailey.
Yeah. What I'm hoping happens, kind of what I hope happens, is I hope, in a way, this kind of turns into where Trish and Bailey become tag team champions. That would be kind of cool.
Well, the fact is that once again, that those women's tag team championships are irrelevant right now.
Oh, they are
absolutely irrelevant because, like, everyone's talking about the team that lost.
Yeah, I know.
And not the team that won.
And
this is the thing that's bugging me.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that when we do the SmackDown preview. But yeah, this is Scott makes a good point. Trish didn't look interested in being in that match, and that kind of is what I thought too for a few minutes watching that. It doesn't seem.
Like, you can put it on, facial expressions about the thing that we're about to see after that.
Yeah.
You can play it off on that, but everything we'll see how things are executed on next week's Raw. This is the thing that they should open the show with her. Open the show with her. Like that's it.
Yeah. So moving on from that, we had the announcement last week of the WWE draft.
We're getting a draft. And the thing is that all WWE superstars are going to, you know, take part in the draft. So this means NXT stars, right?
Yeah, hopefully. But let's see if, what's his name? Gable Stevenson goes first again.
Yeah.
That was a shit of a move.
Yes, it was. You want to talk about Cody real quick? Because I have no idea what to say. Okay, so last week he was... I had you, Roman. I had you, okay? Like, by this much. And, like, this week he comes out and says, you are the better man.
I know.
No. Like, why is Cody being a butthole? Like, what is... And why is no one talking about the fact that Roman cheated in all of his other matches for that championship title belt? And why does no one do anything about it? In kayfabe, explain to me. Why did Cody say I wasn't prepared to, you know, to the depths where Roman Reigns was willing to go? Seriously, it was exactly copy paste from each and every other match that Roman had. Seriously, Cody, are you being serious right now?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
audacity for hands down. By the way, if you just listen to Cody cutting a promo, you would go, God, Cody's such an amazing superstar. He's a wrestler and a superstar. He's a sports entertainer. But then you listen to what those words mean, and you're like, dude, I love you, but come on. You know, you're not making any sense.
Yeah.
But come on. And now we're getting, Cody and Brock, and everyone facing Brock. I am terrified for them because it's Brock, and Brock always wins. You know?
Yeah.
And it's, I'm just so worried. I'm ridiculously worried about that.
Yeah, I am too, but I think they're actually going to put over Cody, because the way I look at it is, and I think it might have been Sean that said this on the list in your boy, I think, or it could have been on the post show Wednesday, but they're kind of going with it seems like they might be going with the John Cena like booking from when Lesnar.
Yeah, but Brock beat John Cena.
Yeah, that's what I'm. John Cena beat the Brock. Yeah, John Cena beat Brock.
No, Brock Lesnar gave 16 suplexes to John Cena and he squashed him in SummerSlam.
No. What I'm talking about is he's talking about when he came back in 2014. So when he came back from UFC that first time.
Yeah.
So the night after WrestleMania, Cena got like F5'd by Lesnar. And then with the steps in the ring, by the way, and then the next pay-per-view, Cena beat Lesnar. So what I think is going to happen is Rhodes is going to beat Lesnar, and then whatever the hell they're going to do from there is just, I don't know, but
it makes no sense.
Yeah.
Because none of this makes sense. Brock Lesnar fighting Cody Rhodes would have made extremely wonderful sense if Cody had the title, because Brock lost the chance to challenge for that title if Roman has that championship.
Yeah.
And if Cody won, then Brock would have had all the motives in the world that exist to challenge Cody. And I feel like that was the entire plan all along for, you know, for this to happen. But they eventually said, no, Cody's not winning this belt. But they stuck with Brock Lesnar and Cody after that. This is extremely ridiculous. Do you care about Matt Riddle returning and him being...
I don't care about Matt Riddle at all, but...
Yes, this is weird because, oh my God, it's Matt Riddle and everyone's losing their shit. And I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah.
No, I forgot. I was like, why is he in this storyline right out of the gate? And then I remember that they were the ones who, you know...
Who was a big Matt Riddle guy before he left? Vince McMahon.
Yeah, sure. I'm gonna give props to Matt Riddle because in the ring he's good in the ring. I just don't care. I'm not that person. But we are gonna get Shinsuke Nakamura back. I'm really worried because if right out of the gate they pair him with Rick Boogs again. The only reason why that worked was Pat McAfee, and he's not there anymore. So I don't know. I'm excited about this, and I hope that they are excited about this as well, because they they didn't look excited about Shinsuke Nakamura at all prior to that.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Well, it's already. I'm glad Shinsuke's back. So that's what I'm glad.
I'm looking forward to anything to everything that's gonna happen for him. I just hope again that they're as excited as I am right about now. So yeah, tonight SmackDown. Yes, yep. Shinsuke Nakamura. We have Xavier Woods versus LA Knight. This is gonna be a banger of a match, by the way. As will be Damian Priest versus Santos Escobar. Oh. Hell yes.
Yes. And then you have Liv Morgan, Raquel Rodriguez celebration.
Guess what's going to happen?
Either Ronda Rousey and Sonya.
Yes, exactly. Ronda this Rousey will happen. And, Shayna Baszler.
Yeah, Shayna are going to come in and do something or.
No, there's no or. This is exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Let's talk a bit about Impact Wrestling. Let's finish with a bang.
Yeah, let's do it. Anyways, yeah, tomorrow or no, Sunday night.
No, rare. This is so refreshing.
Yeah, rare Sunday night pay-per-view.
An Impact Wrestling pay-per-view that it's not on Friday. Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it with the Friday pay-per-views. Those suck.
Yes, they do. Suck
big-ass donkey balls, okay?
Okay, yeah, I agree. I don't like Friday pay-per-views. I don't think anybody watches them. Anyways, Impact Wrestling's Rebellion. Taking place in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Impact World Championship. Should we just go ahead and start with the World Championship?
Sure.
Okay. Kushida and Steve Maclin for the vacant World Championship title had to be given up because of Josh Alexander having an injury.
Yes, let me just say that this is breaking my heart. And I hope Steve Maclin wins. It's totally his time. You don't get to call this guy a forgotten son and not give him the title, okay?
Caden sent us a super chat. Sorry, man, I did not see it. Caden's going to see Taylor Swift. Going to cry a lot. Cool. Have fun, man.
Yeah, sure. Once again, he's bragging about how wonderful his life is, going to Disneyland and Taylor Swift. We're happy for you, by the way. I hope you cry a lot.
your heel turns back then, huh? Okay. No, have a great time, man. That's awesome.
Honestly, have a wonderful time.
She's single again, I guess. I didn't know that.
Cool.
I just saw on the not the news but on one of the
Ooh.
Taylor Swift.
Why are we talking about the private life of pop singers?
Because it just came up on my news feed a few minutes ago, so I just Sweet. Let you
so,
know.
Who you got to win this match?
Well, depending on who Taylor Swift dates, I guess. I don't know. Oh, we're talking about Impact again. Okay. Steve Maclin, of course. It's Maclin's turn. Maclin's time.
I can see them giving it to Kushida. I adore Kushida, but come on, it's Steve Maclin's turn. Come on.
You got to.
You have to.
As our guy Excalibur would say, you got to give the people what they want.
You got to give the people what they want. And you have to do it in Canada. He's been pissing on people from Canada a lot. He didn't give them the chance to have their, you know, their anthem, you know. He talks shit to Canadians. Jesus.
Yes.
You'd think that I hate him, but I really love him.
If Joel makes it into the pay-per-view, like if he does get to go, he's the only that's the only Canadian I want him to go after there. Just he's like, you're the one. That's the only one. I'm fine with everybody else, but you, no.
Who? Your name is Joel? Why did you lie to Ellie?
It's gotta be Macklin.
Sure. Afterwards, which is telling, because afterwards we have Jordynne Grace versus Deonna Purrazzo for the again vacant Knockouts World Championship. This is again breaking my heart because poor Mickie James, and like that segment from last night's Impact where she left the title in her hat in the ring. This is just heartbreaking. Let me just say. So that being said, I will never bet on anyone else except for Jordynne Grace because she is my girl.
Oh, yeah. She's awesome.
Yeah. But I kind of feel like they're going with Deonna Purrazzo here because the power couple between Deonna Purrazzo and Steve Macklin, I want this a lot.
I do too. Yeah.
But Jordynne Grace, after everything that she accomplished, after that competition that she won. By the way, it was so wonderful to see like Impact being so proud of her. They bragged about her a lot on the show. And they uploaded photos of her and like the locker room sent her flowers.
Yeah.
I'm so happy because like this will never happen for me ever. But like if I achieve something big, my bar would never send me flowers. This is what I'm saying. So if someone sends me flowers, it's gonna be like my wonderful people from Fightful.
Yeah, and that's happened before.
Yes, that's happened before. who do you think? Who do you have winning this?
You know, we coexist really well because we agree with each other really well. Because that's exactly what happens. I think you go with the power couple getting the championships. I think it'd be great.
Deonna Purrazzo being three or four,
I believe.
I'm not prepared for this. At least three. Yeah. At least three.
I'm gonna look real quick, but yeah, I want. That's the thing. This is one of those matches where I'm like, that's the thing. I want both to win because I love both of them. Like I love watching both of them. I always root for both of them because they're two of my favorite wrestlers, like to watch. They really are. I love watching both of them. Yeah. When Deonna got released by WWE, that was one of the biggest, like blunders I felt they had. I was like,
you had Deonna Purrazzo.
That was my like, you empty headed dumb moments. Like that was how I felt. Like that's how I felt about them when they let go of Rusev as well. Because I'm like, the guy's money. Like,
Buddy Murphy. Jesus.
Yeah. Well, that too. I mean. Yeah. Yeah. But.
Yeah, a lot of things. So next thing we have the Bullet Club versus the Motor City Machine Guns for the Impact Tag Team Championships.
This would be her third if she wins.
Third. Okay, got it. It's going to be an Ultimate X match. So this is interesting. Ultimate X matches are usually in the X division, but this time we're going to see it in the tag team division. Uh-huh. I don't think that they're going to take the gold off of Bullet Club right now because they're so red hot. Ace Austin and Chris Bay, they work so well with each other. And Motor City Machine Guns, again, I will never root against them, but this is not me rooting against them. This is something else. I think they go with Bullet Club here.
Yep, same here. The Impact X Division Championship Elimination Triple Threat Match. Trey Miguel defending his title against Speedball Mike Bailey and Jonathan Gresham.
I think it's Jonathan Gresham's time.
I do too, but every time I pick somebody against Trey Miguel, he wins. So I'm picking Trey Miguel.
I get what you're saying, but I really don't want to see that title anymore with that green thing on top of it, because like we're getting that green bullshit from AEW every week, and I'm tired of it. So I do not need it in my Impact. All my Impact peeps, come on.
So yeah, I hope, like, that's a thing. If it was up to me, it'd be Gresham, Bailey, and then Miguel. And I don't have a problem with Trey Miguel. It's just that's my preference. Impact Knockouts Tag Team Championship, the Covenant, Kylan King. Coven. Yeah, sorry, the Covenant. The Coven. Kylan King and Taylor Wilde. Spellcheck put it in as Covenant. The Death Dolls versus the Death Dolls. I have Kylan King and Taylor Wilde getting this.
Oh, yes, of course. Everything is building towards Jessica. Realizing what she is, like Rosemary and Taya tried to protect her, but Taya's not there anymore.
Yeah.
So why did you erase everything?
I didn't mean to. I just realized I did that.
Thank you. So can you undo it?
I will try.
Yes, because I don't have it anymore.
Everything from below is there.
Oh. Okay. So, okay. Yeah, okay. I thought that you erased everything. Yeah, okay. So next up, we have the Hardcore War. This, I suppose, is going to be really entertaining, but I don't give a crap about this. This is probably the match I'm going to watch at 2x speed. Team Bully Ray against Team Tommy Dreamer. Bully Ray's team is Bully Ray, Kenny King, Masha Slamovic, Moose, and Brian Myers. And Team Tommy Dreamer is Tommy, Frankie Kazarian, Yuya Yamara. I'm sorry if I'm not pronouncing correctly. Killer Kelly and Gujar. I feel like Team Bully will win here. Probably. Because it has Masha Slamovic in it.
That, and they added Moose and Brian Myers.
They also added Moose. Jesus fucking Christ. Yes. I'm not a fan of Killer Kelly losing everything. I do not want her to not be satisfied with Impact and sign with WWE, where she will debut on the main roster with the name of Karrion Kelly.
Wow. Okay. So I got Team Bully as well.
Bully, Team Bully, yes.
Yeah.
Next thing we have Santino Morello, Joe Hendry, and Dirty Dango. This is so great. Versus The Design. I have Santino Morello, Joe Hendry, and Dirty Dango winning here because I think it's time for Sami Callihan to screw over The Design.
Finally.
Finally, my boy, Sammy.
Yeah.
He has no place there, and I never got why he joined. If you just needed a haircut and couldn't afford it, like, this is really,
you know, weird. How wrestlers can be, you know.
The thing is that in the span of 1 week, all my favorites lost their hair. Wardlow lost his hair and Sami Callihan. And I'm like, what is happening? Like, Jesus. After that, we have PCO versus Eddie Edwards. I think Eddie Edwards wins here because he's going to be with Alicia.
Yeah.
She finally took his side. It's pretty clear. I don't think that there's anyone that PCO can count on.
Yeah, I agree. Eddie Edwards gets this win.
Yeah. We have Heath and Rhino versus
Champagne and
I know.
Champagne.
I just always want to pronounce it Champagne, because of Futurama and High Chris. And Heath and Rhino.
Yep, for sure.
Please, yes.
Yeah, that one's easy. So
it's going to be a hell of a pay-per-view. Please, guys, watch it. It's Support Impact.
Last Cooper effect coming up.
Yep.
Here we go.
You forgot to mute us again.
For whatever reason, it doesn't do it. I don't know why. But
it's fine. Guys, if you thought that I marked the hell out for Denise Alcetti, you should subscribe to Fightful Select and watch just how much I lost. The whole knowledge of English language while we were talking to Simon Miller. This was such a blast. Simon Miller is absolutely the first ever person who I saw on YouTube talking about wrestling. He's the first ever who I saw. Imagine how incredibly grateful I was to come full circle and me actually, you know, speaking to Simon Miller this was a huge moment. I'm so glad that we got to do it with Rob. It was a huge bucket list for me. I was so happy that we were able to check that off of the list. Spoiler alert, he's a huge sweetheart, as a surprise to absolutely no one. guys, you just like forget about CM Punk news, okay? Like, subscribe to Fightful Select for this only. so yeah, please. Rob, you enjoyed it, right? Like, it's not just me.
No, I absolutely loved him. You're gonna hear people doing yard work outside my damn window here in a second, so I'm gonna be really quick. See? It's so stupid. It's like right now, out of all the time.
Faster.
Okay, let's see if I can do this. Simon Miller was great. He was awesome. He loves Metallica more than I do, which is really surprised me. He's awesome. He was awesome. Really great guy to talk to. I loved it. That's me flipping people off over there. Anyways, he was great. I loved having him. Check him out. What Culture. You can check him out on Twitter at SimonMiller316. Just a great guy overall. Just loved having him. He's somebody we will have again. And we won't have the person outside my window on the show at all. But yeah. That's son of a bitch. But anyways, here's some jokes. I just can't win. I know. It's like, what the hell? Like, the whole week, they don't. Okay. Maggie.
See.
What is the difference between Dubai and Abu Dhabi? The people in Dubai don't like the Flintstones, but the people in Abu Dhabi do.
That's so stupid.
I know, it's great. Oh, God. This is the one that's probably going to get me fired, but Maggie.
Maybe you shouldn't say it.
Oh, I got to because it's so good. Maggie, why does Barbie never get pregnant? Because Ken comes in a different box. Yeah.
Yeah, you went there, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I had to. It was so good. I had to. So anyways, another last one for the day. Maria went home happy telling her mother about how she earned $20. She goes, her mother says, how did you do that? She goes, by climbing a tree. Her mom responded, Maria, they just wanted to see your panties. Maria replied, see, Mom, I was smart. I took them off before.
I took them off. I wasn't wearing any.
So, I like it.
I thought this was an old Bulgarian one.
Ah, okay, there you go. So, guys, where is here located? Oh, here in Minnesota is me, and Bulgaria is where Maggie's from.
Yes. Hi.
So. Guys, Maggie, plug your shit before I go plug this person.
So, Okay, guys, you can follow me on Twitter at Maggie_IK, and you can follow me on Instagram at Maggie.IK. Please subscribe to Fightful Select. It's the easiest way to support us. Please, before you go, please leave a like on the video. Thank you.
All right. I'll try to find out the landscaper who's doing this and get you guys their information so you can follow them. Anyways, you can follow me at Rob Wilkins on Twitter. Otherwise, I'm on Instagram at Fightful Rob. And then at 5 o'clock Eastern tonight, you can check out Coexisting After Dark on Fightful Select. Want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being a Fightful Select member. For those who are Fightful Select members, we are over 10,000 members now.
For those who aren't, shame on you. Go subscribe.
But and some of you, we get it. You know, we get it. It's one of those things where we still appreciate you so much either way. So either way, we do appreciate you. But we want to say thank you, and want to say it, because of you, we get to do things like Coexisting After Dark. We get to do all kinds of fun stuff, pre-shows, Sean Ross Sapp's Q&As, all kinds of great stuff. So I want to say thank you so much for that. But every Friday, we'll be back 3 o'clock. I don't know if my landscaper will be here or whoever the hell is out there, but 3 o'clock right here on Fightful Overbooked. Maggie and I, we want to say thank you so much. Do us a favor again. Hit that like button. Leave a comment. Either Maggie or myself will reply. Guys, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You make Fridays so much better for me. It's the best day of the week because of you guys. And we will talk to you later. And I'm going to go drop kick this person outside. So peace out. And
no.
What? No? No?
Yeah, David Busters, damn it.
Sorry, I did it again. But here, we'll make it better.
As for this game right now, the Sounds are down 5-0. At First Tennessee Park, High Beach, Fox 17 News.
There you go.
I don't know. I will forever see Steven Jensen in this. I'm sorry.
Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you later. Peace out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.